Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gygax, and I have a message that I want to send in anticipation of the upcoming convention. As I record this, it is Friday before the convention. The convention starts on Monday, and rumor mill has really been flying about we may have a new contract, and I want to share with you guys my thoughts on that. There is a conspiracy theory that Brian Renfro has been holding onto the contract, like he's had a contract ready to go and has been holding onto it so he can save his position. Because how can you get rid of him if there's only, you know, we're right at the finish line? You can't fire him now. And there's been other similar conspiracies about, oh, he's going to release it like at the convention to have this big moment. And all of those things, I got to tell you, they're pretty fucked up. And I want to draw an analogy to you, And it's to Armistice Day, all now known as Veterans Day. This was the peace treaty that ended World War I. And the appropriate leaders were meeting at Versailles. Pretty sure that was the one, the Treaty of Versailles. In any case, they were meeting and they were ready to call a cease to the end of the war. And then somebody said, hey, you know, it's almost November 11th, and wouldn't it be cool for this war to end all wars, that it wouldn't it be cool if we could sign the treaty at 11:11 on November 11th? Wow, wouldn't that be something? And so that's what they did. And so even though they had the peace treaty in place, they continued waging war for like three more days. And tens of thousands of people died in those three more days so that they could have their treaty at this cool time. And that's what it feels like is happening with this contract. You know, every day that we labor under an inferior contract is a day we can't get back. And don't worry about the wages for right now. I'm going to talk about the wages in a second. But think about working conditions. A big part of what we're supposed to be negotiating for is better working conditions. And I don't know what a lot of those are going to be, but I know what some of them are going to be, like the additional overtime list. And there are people who would like to be on that additional overtime list. But because this contract is being delayed, they have to work on the existing overtime list. For what appreciable benefit? They could have been doing this. You know, imagine in the new contract, if we get a right of refusal where carriers cannot be made to work past 12 hours, they can just go home. I don't know if that's going to be in there, but what if it is? That means that for the last 400 and whatever days, we could have had that right and it was denied us because we had to wait for this contract. You know, and this doesn't even touch the financials. I know we're going to get our back pay. But think about in the meantime, the people who need that money, you'll get your back pay. You know, the post office gets to keep all that interest. It's not like we get back pay plus interest. So we're losing all of that money, but then we lose all of that opportunity cost. Because if you've been struggling to make your rent for the last year, well, when you get this raise and you get that back pay, you can't go back in time and unstruggle to make your rent. That struggle happened. And it's because your union dropped the ball in getting you that new contract, in getting you the raises that you deserve. And yeah, maybe eventually those raises will come. And when they do, that's great. But think about everything that we've lost in the meantime, especially if it's lost for show. If it's lost so that Renfro can try to protect his job. All the struggle that we've had over the last year and a half, or however long it's been, because this guy didn't have his shit together. Even if we get a great contract, you still can't go back and give us back the time that we've lost. You know, it's nearing the end of summer now. Maybe somebody wanted to take their kids on vacation to Disney World, but they just didn't have the money. And now with the raise, with the new contract, they'll have enough money that they can do that, but they can never go back to this summer and take those kids to Disneyland. It just didn't happen because we didn't have that contract. It's not right. And for how long has Renfro said that, oh, I've got a contract that we could sign right now and it'd be a very good contract? Well, let's see the fucking contract. Because maybe some of us are in a position that we need that contract. You know, we don't all get to make $250,000 or whatever it is on the backs of working class people. The rest of us have to go out and actually put mail in a box to make that money. And so, yeah, it's easy for him to sit up there and say, oh, I'm just going to hold out for the best possible contract. But by keeping those terms a secret, we don't even know what he's holding out for. We just have to trust that his secret plan is supposed to work out for us and hope that, okay, I'll just put all my stuff on hold so that hopefully you can get something better when we have no idea what that even is. You know, let your members know so that at least we can make an informed decision. But instead, we got to wait until what? Until he feels the time is right? I ain't about that life. So you can bet that I'm going to be trying to make my voice heard at the convention this coming week. And of course, I'll report back to you everything that I can. You know, there'll be plenty of episodes. I have some really cool interviews lined up. But for now, I had to get that off my chest. So thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you next time.